Welcome to another edition of 100% Canucks. John Shannon with Landon Ferraro. Landon, we're going to have a tough time beating Brad May as far as entertainment today, because Brad brought both barrels on Tuesday afternoon, so that was kind of fun to listen to. Today, Evander Kane, who I think people would be fascinated to know you are rather familiar with, and long before you both turned professional, correct?
Yeah, I played at Burnaby Winter Club, and he was North Shore Winter Club, so it was the big rivalry. And I honestly can say I don't know if we beat them one time. Their teams just killed us.
how good was Evander as so when you say Burnaby versus North Shore, are we talking at 9 years old, 10 years old? What are you talking about?
Yeah, so I mean, I moved here when I was 10, so it was 10 to 14, and then we moved on the same year to the Western League. He was with the Giants. I was in Red Deer, and same story there. The Vancouver Giants were a little bit better than the Rebels. So I've done a lot of losing to Evander.
What did you know when you were going into the arena as an 11-year-old that the guy across the rink was going to be an NHLer?
I mean, you always had that feeling. It wasn't until he was a bit older that he really like filled out in his frame. And when he became a power forward, as a younger, you know, as us younger kids, I was one of the bigger guys. I just stopped growing pretty quick. But he always had the skill he had. He had that competitiveness that you still see, you know, going into year 17 of his NHL career. Like, he had all of that. It was just his body took a bit longer to mature. And once it did, I mean, his game took off. And you could tell pretty quick that he was going to be a player.
What's your expectation for him as a Vancouver Canuck?
I think he's going to have a great year. You know, he missed all of last season after a big surgery. And so, like, this is the healthiest he's been in probably a few years now. And not only that, he's playing for his hometown team. And then you add on top of that, he's in a contract year. Like, there's so many things that are playing in the favor of Evander having a really big year. And I think the type of player that he is a, you know, is a spot that this team really needs. And he realizes that and understands what he does best. And he's going to be that power forward this year.
So to that point, what does he do best?
North, south, he knows that he can open up plays for his line mates. You know, and he was talking at the golf tournament before training camp opened, and, you know, the possibility of playing with Pettersson up front. Like, what would that be? You know, he's played with McDavid and Dreisaitl. What can he do? Well, he knows that his job is to go get the puck, create space, and then get the puck to the better player. Better player's hands, get it in there and let him make plays, get to the front of the net, because he's very good in tight. He's good at battling, but on all of that, he also has the chippiness to his game. He hits, he loves to get in, you know, you always see the highlights of him chirping at the other team and always in their ear. He's a pest.
But at the same time, he's got hands and he can shoot. Was he like that as a kid too?
Oh yeah. Yep, he was. I don't think that just kind of grows overnight. Like, that's something that's kind of in you or it's not. And that's always been inside of Vander. And you can tell how much he enjoys that part of the game as well.
Well, you know what? He's in a very special group. He's one of the last few remaining players in the NHL from the Atlanta Thrashers. So I think if memory serves me, I think it's he and Zach Bogosian are the last two. And if I'm wrong, somebody will text me and tell me that there's another body. But I think it's Evander Kane and Zach Bogosian, and I'd include your dad there if he was still playing.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, I'm like, you know, it's been quite a few years now since Atlanta left, but you also got to realize those teams were never that good either. So the fact that there's still a couple of them playing and still going, it's quite an achievement.
Well, I'll tell you what, we look forward to sitting down and talking with Evander Kane from the North Shore Winter Club and the Vancouver Giants and now the Vancouver Canucks. Evander Kane on 100% Canucks.
I won't keep you long. Darren Millard with a tip for everyone who loves great hockey podcasts like this one. John Shannon and I host the OG of 100% Hockey, coming your way multiple times a week. The guest list is the best you will find. Multiple shows a week ensures you won't miss out on any news, and we dig even deeper into the biggest stories around the NHL. Most of our guests are also friends, so I promise there'll be more conversation beyond the X's and the O's. John really does get bored with that after a while. So join us for 100% Hockey. The name says it all. Subscribe now while you enjoy thinking about it. And enjoy.
Welcome back to 100% Canucks. Landon Ferraro and his rival, North Shore versus Burnaby. Evander Kane's with us. So I've already asked Landon, Evander, if he remembers you playing as an 11-year-old, 12-year-old. Do you remember Landon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're the same age, so we played minor hockey kind of growing up against each other. And even, I think, as far as the Dub, for sure, and then Major Midget as well.
So no scouting report on Landon Ferraro? What's going on here?
No, I mean, he was a good player. I think he went second overall in the Bantam draft to Red Deer.
Wow.
I went 19th, so.
Wow.
Big gap.
I think it worked out all right for you. You happened to get a Mem Cup before we even actually played in the league.
Yeah, I was fortunate. Well, I didn't have to go to such a bad team. They were picking at the end of the first round. So.
I've got to ask you, the trade from Edmonton to Vancouver, were you at all surprised this summer?
I mean, I wasn't surprised that I went to Vancouver. I had a lot of participation in kind of where I was going, and was happy that Edmonton worked with my agent, myself, to kind of get me to a spot that I thought would be good. I guess I'd maybe be a little surprised in the sense of, leaving Edmonton, but, I understand it's a cap world right now. And, in a couple of years, you never know, the cap's going up quite a bit. So, most teams probably won't have those problems, but, it's part of the business. You go to back-to-back cups, back-to-back years. And, the first year there was a ton of overhaul and change. I think we had 9 players leave after the first year. And I think we've probably had a similar amount last year that have left Edmonton. So part of the business and looking forward to having a good start here in Vancouver.
Just before I let Landon in, the fact that 68 playoff games in those 4 years you got, I mean, that speaks volumes to what type of team you were on. And what will you remember most about Edmonton?
Tough to say just one thing. I mean, on and off the ice, so many great memories. Really, really enjoyed my time there. Special place, special group of guys, a lot of great teams. Had a lot of on and off ice success there, and friendships and relationships that will last a lifetime. So, nothing but great memories.
So now you're a Vancouver Canuck. You were, you grew up here, you played here, you played for the Giants, now the Canucks. Like, what does that mean? And did you have that thought ever as you were playing? Like, I want to get to Vancouver at some point, or did it just kind of work out this way?
Yeah, I think it more just kind of worked out this way. If I'm being honest, I probably had the opposite thoughts of I'm never going to play for the Canucks.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think, I've been in the league a long time. There were opportunities for me to, I never was really a free agent. I always kind of signed extensions, but I did think, if it ever did happen, it might happen, in the second half of my career. And, again, I think with the situation that presented itself, Edmonton, looking to free up some cap space, and me, going to be getting traded, you kind of canvass and survey the teams that are interested. And luckily enough, Vancouver was, and I thought it made the most sense for not only me on the ice, but also me off the ice. And proximity to Edmonton and just making it a little easier on myself, especially with only 1 year left on my deal.
So with Vancouver this year, like, where do you see yourself? You know, you're a big power forward that's had a lot of success. You know, you mentioned the games in Edmonton, but you've played 97 playoff games. Like, what do you bring to that room? And what do you think a guy with your type of experience can bring to a younger group that's trying to get back to a playoff push?
Well, I think I just bring, as you said, the experience of, you know, playing in the playoffs, obviously being around the NHL, you know, for now 17 years and having lots of different types of experiences on and off the ice, good, bad, the whole nine yards. And, you know, not everything is, as you guys know, in professional sports is rainbows and sunshine. You know, it's there are some dark days and some tough times that different guys go through. Life happens. And I think you can, and, you know, me specifically can kind of bring, you know, a steady hand to those type of trials and tribulations as the season goes on with a younger team. And I also think for me, it provides me a lot of opportunity to kind of get back to those same opportunities I had on the ice, you know, before I got to Edmonton, you know, get to play in the power play a little more this year or a lot more this year, you know, more minutes. I think my skill sets and attributes should really complement a lot of these guys, especially a lot of our top guys, really well, and give them some more time and space to make plays and hopefully produce a little more offense as a team.
To your point about highs and lows and ups and downs, how have you changed?
How have I changed? Well, I haven't really changed. I think you just kind of learn and grow. I think, you know, you change. I think the biggest change is when you become a father. I think, you know, you go back to 2020 when I have my daughter, I think any man, when you first have your kid, you kind of, you know, it's a different set of priorities, right? It's a different type of love and relationship you've never had before for your child. So, you know, four kids in now, full-time dad and family man, you know, priorities have definitely changed, but you know, it actually makes doing what I do a lot more fun and getting to be able to share those type of experiences, you know, with my kids as they continue to get older and have an interest in hockey, and just allowing them to kind of come to work with dad, and, you know, the odd time and for practice, and get them hanging around the guys and seeing what it's like to go to work with dad. I think it's pretty fun and pretty neat to have that.
You know, you didn't play one single regular season game last year before the playoffs. How would you define your health now after a strange 18 months?
Yeah. I mean, I've never missed an entire season before. But, you know, you go back to that last year in the playoffs, I could barely walk. So, you know, I needed to, first and foremost, get back to 100%. One, just being functional off the ice, and then obviously, you know, working hard to get back to being the player that I know I can. And, you know, jumping back into the playoffs, I don't know if I want to say made it easier. Obviously, there's some challenges, but I think from a mentality standpoint, you know, you're geared up and ready to go. You know, it's the best time of year to be playing hockey. So I feel great now. I feel rested, fully recovered. And, you know, to be honest, I feel like I rolled the clock back, you know, another 5 years because I've missed all that time and I've gotten my body to 100%.
So now you're at 100%. And, like, I'll be honest with you, last year, you know, I did pre and post for a radio station in Edmonton. So I was watching all those games and your name would come up, especially in the second half all the time of, you know, when we're still waiting for Evander Kane to get back. And I was one of the guys saying, like, I don't know what he's going to be able to do. Like, I had a very similar surgery with the hernia and adductor. Like, that's a tough surgery to come back from. How did you get yourself to the point where you could make that big of an impact come playoff time that quick after it? But now coming into this year, how much freer do you feel knowing that you have all your health there and you have the full season ahead of you?
Well, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously he would have liked some to get in some games before the playoffs, get a bit of a warm up, get a feel for things. But I think for me, the way I was able to kind of impact the team and the game so quickly, kind of coming right down from the press box, was one, my mentality. I think, you know, it takes a different type of mentality to kind of want to be a difference maker and play a role right away and have that self-belief and self-confidence, because if you don't have that, it's going to be tough to do anything. And then I think the other thing is just my experience, you know, being a veteran player and knowing what it feels like in the postseason. You know, it probably took me a game to kind of get comfortable. And then I thought, you know, game three in Edmonton, which was my second game, I felt like I was in mid-season form as best as I could be coming off that injury. So I think those are probably the two things, just my mentality and just having that experience of knowing what it feels like out there.
You know, you talk about confidence. That has one thing you have never been short of, mm-hmm. ever, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some times where you're like, fuck, I'm not very good.
When you walk into public areas, when you walk or skate onto the ice, confidence has never been an issue for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, how do you manage that with your teammates? Because you can be an intimidating guy. Mm-hmm. You can scare the shit out of guys. Saying, there's Evander Kane, even your own team. You know, how do you manage that?
Well, I think once guys get to know me, like, as a guy,
right.
I'm probably not very intimidating. You know, I like to joke around. I like to, shoot the shit, for lack of a better term, with the boys. And, you know, I think ever since I've got to Vancouver here, it's been great. You know, I know there was a lot of issues or talked about things, there being issues in the dressing room last year. But, you know, from my vantage point, coming in to somebody fresh and new, it seems like a great group of guys who were ready to turn the page. And I think for me, it's just, yeah, you're probably right. I've heard that before. I've heard that from even some guys here. But, you know, how quickly things change. I look at a guy like Connor Garland, for example. I hated him. He hated me. But, you know, we're in a golf cart for 4 hours together. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we got a lot more in common and enjoy each other's company more than we thought we would.
So, well, that's kind of my whole point is that, you know, and it's true for a lot of us, is that you scare people and then you don't know how to manage and how to get to the next step. So has this camp, I mean, has it changed when you got 50 guys around, that camp can be a little bit of a positive influence for you too?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you got camps, you know, you got 50, 60 guys, you got a bunch of young guys, you got first round picks, 18-year-olds, you know, and again, I think I have that experience as being that guy, you know, a long time ago, and you understand what's going through their minds, you know, in their first NHL camp. So, you know, you want to try to break the ice early, get them comfortable, talk to them, you know, be approachable. Those are all the things that, you know, all good older veteran guys, leaders do. And, you know, I've been doing those things throughout the course of camp and throughout the course of these last couple of practices.
Like, you clearly have a set of hands, you can shoot the puck, like, you got a great release. But, you know, to me, one of the things you've always had and really driven your career is your competitiveness and how much you clearly love to compete. Was that something that was just inside you, or is it built from when you were a little kid, you know, messing around with your dad and your family? Like, you know, for me, like, my dad was chirping me when I was 8 playing 21 in the backyard. Like, there was just always that. Like, was it kind of the same for you? Because again, like, I remember you as an 11-year-old, like, you'd play hard, but your mouth was going too. You, like, it was always part of the game, and it was what I've always enjoyed as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you go back to when I was 11. I mean, you know, you want to be the best, right? And then, you know, you see other guys that are better than you. It drives you to be even better and work even harder. And, I think from a competitive standpoint, it's something that, you know, my parents, both of them, specifically my dad, definitely instilled in me. You know, I think part of it too is being a minority in hockey, especially, you know, in minor hockey, he was always in my ear about, you have to be two times as good as somebody else just to get the same opportunity. So that was always a mentality that we had when we were working together on the ice, which I think obviously helped me in becoming the player that I was and that I am today. And, you know, I think that competitive factor, yes, it was in you, I think naturally. But I think it was also, you know, honed and built and strengthened, you know, with my family and specifically my dad.
By the way, do you think that still exists?
My competitiveness?
No, the being having to be twice as good.
I think it's definitely changed a lot from when I was playing minor hockey, for sure. Yeah, which is great, and I think you're seeing more minorities in the sport of hockey, which is fantastic, and the game's growing in that way, which is great. And I don't know if it's that way. I think obviously the higher you get in the game of hockey in terms of levels, it's people just want the best player, right? So, but I think in minor hockey specifically, I'm not sure. I haven't been around it for a long time. You know, you hear stories and different things, but I definitely think it's gotten better.
Were you a Canuck fan as a kid?
I was, yeah. I mean, the Canucks and the Avalanche were probably my two favorite teams growing up. I was a big Marcus Naslund fan.
But is that the, is that where, I mean, you and Marcus don't necessarily play the same style of game, do you?
Well, I loved his shot. So yeah. I loved his shot. And, you know, I think just growing up, you know, he was probably the best player in the Canucks. And you want to be the best. So you end up liking the best. And yeah, I mean, our team, Dylan Crawford was our backup goalie at the Winter Club, and Mark Crawford was the coach at the time. And we had the privilege of going out with the Canucks during their skills competition.
Wow.
The 1 year and get into to participate in that. So I got to meet some of the players, which is really cool. And, you know, at that age, you know, you're just kind of in awe.
So, like, you're now through most of training camp, preseason's, you know, already started, the guys are playing tonight. Like, what's your impression of this group now being on the inside? You know, you had the playoff series against them and you got to see that atmosphere here 2 years ago when you guys beat them. But now you're on the inside. Where do you think this team can go? Because last year was turbulent and they've all, you know, all the talk is, you know, it's behind us, it's in the rear view. Like, is that a feeling you can actually kind of feel this year at camp so far?
Yeah, for me, in my experience being here, everything's been real positive. I think, obviously, talk is cheap. You know, you got to go out there and do it and perform on the ice, and you're only as good as your record shows. At the same time, I think you talk about playing these guys in the playoffs a few years ago, that was probably our hardest series out of the four we played that year, including Florida. They really pushed us. We had a difficult time with Vancouver that year, even in the regular season. I don't think we beat them one time. And there's a lot of pieces from that team that are still here. And I think adding a player like myself, strengthening our back end, obviously having the goaltending tandem that we do, gives any group a lot of confidence. But I think while expectations might not be incredibly high from the outside world, I think internally we have high expectations, and, you know, that might be a good thing that people are overlooking us or are not expecting a high level of play from our group, because, you know, you have that mentality where we want to go out and prove people wrong. That can fuel you.
You got two preseason games against the Oilers. Have you told Adam that you want to play both of them?
No, I don't want to play any of them, to be honest. I'll wait till, I think, October 11th when we're in Edmonton to play.
That's right.
Those guys.
Thanksgiving weekend. You're in Edmonton. That's right.
Yeah. So no, I won't be playing the one in Edmonton. I think they'll, but I think our last preseason game is against Edmonton. So I think we'll have our whole team in, I assume, and I'm sure I'll be in the lineup.
Okay, so just a couple of things away from the game. You reading any books these days? Anything that that you got going?
I'm not going to sit here like probably other players and tell you I'm a big reader. I'm not.
I'm sure you got the kids' books going pretty good. What's on tap
right
now?
There you go. Well, there's nothing impressive about that, right?
Hey, it's tough to get the rhymes down. I got a little blue truck. You got to have the rhymes going.
Come on, there's got to be there's got to be a good munch book that you can be reading right now.
You got to have a good rhythm to how you read. You're right on that. Sure. no books for me. You know, the one nice thing is probably I can probably play a little bit more golf throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about the snow during the wintertime. So that's nice, too.
What about on your playlist? What's on your playlist?
On my playlist? This summer, I kind of got into a little bit more house music. Rufus Dussol. He's a DJ.
John, you're a big fan of him, aren't you?
Well, I was just telling you, Landon, before the show started, Rufus and I were out. We were out at the clubs the other night.
John, that one surprised me.
Oh,
I don't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, I can see that.
And finally, I got to ask you because I'm a political junkie.
Yeah. Oh, we want
to. How the hell did you get to the inauguration?
Oh okay. I know some people who know some people, and I was able to. I had the opportunity and the privilege to be able to go, and it was an unbelievable experience. It was really cool. I mean, one of the things about being injured too is, especially all year, is like, you know, you don't get out of the house, you're not traveling on the road, you know, you're not able to be around the guys, which obviously sucks. But I was fortunate enough to do a couple of fun things early on in my rehab and recovery, like the inauguration. I went to the John Jones fight,
right?
In New York.
Now Bones like, Jones, I know Bones Jones. I know. Okay. So
yeah, he's great. Well, the inauguration was awesome. I actually ran into, Eric Johnson, and Wayne was there, but Eric Johnson was there as well. And I think his father-in-law or he has a relative that's, part of the cabinet, so that was really cool too. So there was a bunch of familiar faces there, so that was fun.
Well, the amazing thing about it was again that because of the weather, you guys you did it inside, it was a lot more.
It was so cold.
It was a lot more intimate than most inaugurations.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was experience I definitely take for granted, and I was happy I was able to go.
Yeah, well, anyway, I thought I may not be a Trumper.
You want to get into politics, John? Too? I mean, that would really probably gain some viewership. Get the hockey. Let's get into the politics here.
I'll tell you what, let's save that one, okay? Evander, thanks for this, man.
No problem, guys. Thanks.
That's Evander Kane. Landon, I'll be back after this on 100% Canucks. So, Landon, you know, we mentioned the power play. This morning at practice, Kane, Pettersson, DeBrusque, Besser, Hughes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Not a bad number one power play for the hockey club. I do think they had Evander off on the side.
Yeah, he was on the left flank.
I don't know why he's not in front of the net. But Jake DeBrusque can take those hits too. So,
yeah, Jake's hands are real good in front. I see, like, just looking at that setup, I see Evander as the guy off the backside that can be the second at the net when Pettersson has it. He could go and he can help with the retrievals when the puck gets shot from Pettersson's side. Like, he'll be, I see him as more of a roamer than a standstill waiting to one tee a puck off that side.
But, you know, the thing with Evander is that, you know, he's going to be an intimidating force for this club. He's going to be a factor. I mean, and you could see that in the last 4 years in Edmonton. Everybody was a little braver with Evander Kane on the ice.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know exactly what you're getting from him. He's going to stick up for teammates. He's going to get his nose into everything. He's a highly competitive person that has coming off of a couple of real successful years in Edmonton, and he's going to want more playoff games. You know, like he's going to want that chance again, and he's going to do everything that he can to help this team get there. You know, I think it's really interesting how just when you're talking to him and he's kind of talking about his game and what he expects is just how calm he is. And it's that confidence that he has in himself that it's not a put on. It's not a show when he's on the ice of I got to get myself going in this. It's just inside him. He doesn't have to pretend. It's there. And he's confident. He's going into his 17th year. He understands what it takes to be successful. And after sitting out an entire season, having a successful playoff again, this is his chance to really show that he can be a very good secondary scoring piece for this team. And, you know, and get back to that 20 goal plateau that he's hit multiple times through his career and really add that help that this team needs.
Yeah, that was kind of my question or statement that I was making to him about his confidence, because I've been around him in enough situations, whether it be in Winnipeg or in Buffalo or in San Jose or Edmonton, to suggest that, you know, Evander Kane has an aura about himself, a belief in himself. And that can scare people, and that can even scare your teammates. And so I was trying to draw it out of him about how you invite people in that scenario to be the teammate. And that's the magic of the dressing room. Yeah. That's what makes the dressing room so special that people like me and most hockey fans don't see. And that's I would think, I mean, he admitted that he's heard it before.
Yeah.
So that's a challenge.
But I think it's really important that it isn't just a dressing room thing. Like, of course, getting to know someone and truly understanding them helps you know when, you know, he might throw a comment out in the room and you're like, oh, that was a little different. But then you see that he's cracking a smile as he turns away. Like, just getting to know his personality will help that. But on the ice, specifically going through training camp, battling in practices, especially as the group dwindles down to what the real group will be for this season, understanding that he's not going at you and, you know, really battling because he doesn't like you. It's because it's how he plays and he wants the team's intensity to be at a certain level. Like, you need to have a couple of those guys for sure in practices when it kind of just gets mundane and you're just going through the motions a little bit. To a guy that really kind of snaps, you know, kind of snaps the team together and like, no, we're pushing to get better here. And I'm going at you hard in a one-on-one drill because I want you to be better too. I want your level to get up. And the more that they can push each other and do that, it's just going to make the team better. And I think that's where, you know, the older guys will understand that. But for the younger guys that might be a little intimidated, the fact that he's older now as well, like he can do that. Say it's a Braden Coutts that's in his first camp as an 18-year-old. And Evander talked about being in that exact spot in Atlanta. But, you know, going hard at him in a practice to really try and see where his level's at and what he can do. But right away in line, give him a little tap on the shin pads and letting him know, like, hey, like, that's awesome. Keep going. Like, I want you to play hard against me. I don't want you to sit back and let me play just because I'm older and let me take the puck. No, we're trying to be on the same team and we got to push each other.
Hey, now you're sounding like Brad May.
A little bit. I mean, I'll be honest, Brad really fired me up the other day and it got me thinking more and more about things I could have done differently when I was younger. The guy's just infectious.
Yeah. Well, by the way, the Canucks season opens on October 9th against Calgary, but it is that game on the 11th in Edmonton that I'm sure that our friend Evander Kane has circled for so many different reasons. It will be fun to watch when the regular season gets here. Thanks for this, Landon.
Yep, thanks again. Have a good one.
That's Landon Ferraro. I'm John Shannon. Thanks for listening and watching this edition of 100% Canucks. We'll talk to you next week.